You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Bernie DeGroote. The decisions of voters casting ballots this election year will most likely be influenced by the opinions of others, friends and family, the news media, the pundits. But beware, our decision may well be based on a lone, repetitive voice that's mistaken for a chorus, according to new research by Stephen Garcia and colleagues at the University of Michigan.
Oftentimes we find ourselves trying to estimate the opinion of a group. And to do that, we often rely on the opinions of group members. So for instance, if we ask three people in a group, let's say Joe, Bob, and John, then we ask them about how supportive are you for environmental issues, whatever it might be. And, you know, each of them says, I'm very supportive, I'm very supportive, I'm very supportive. We might think that the group that from which they come is likewise very supportive of environmental issues. However, what we're finding is that just one individual from a particular group repeating their support for environmental issues, let's say, three times is almost as persuasive as three different people offering their opinion in support of environmental issues. So in other words, if we ask the opinion of John, and John says, I'm for environmental issues, I'm for environmental issues, I'm for environmental issues, then we're going to think that the group as a whole is actually in support of environmental issues.
But Garcia says it's more than just the squeaky wheel effect.
Although on some level, the squeaky wheel gets the grease metaphor is somewhat at the conscious level. So we can understand how someone who's spouting off, okay, fine, let's placate them and let's just move onward. Well, it actually is more subtle than that, which makes it in some ways pernicious.
Garcia says that during this election year, news junkies might be especially sensitive to this effect, as campaign strategists rely on repetition to create impressions in the media and drive momentum at the polls.
When you hear repeated comments, you're actually developing this sense of familiarity for this particular comment or for this particular opinion. And so what happens is at time two, when you're asked to make an estimate of a group's opinion as a whole, you're going to rely on this internal cue, this internal sense of familiarity that you have with the particular opinion. And to the extent that you have a high degree of familiarity of this internal cue, then you're going to think that that is more reflective of the larger group's opinion than it is in the case if you really don't have a strong sense of familiarity for the particular opinion expressed. And so that's the link between repeated comments and the sense of familiarity that it conjures within oneself. And it's this sense of familiarity that people use to sort of extrapolate the collective sentiment of the group's opinion.
Garcia cites the Swift Boat ad campaign, which cast doubt on the military record of Democratic nominee John Kerry during the 2004 presidential election.
I think that's sort of a political tactic that campaign strategists are now onto, sort of the power of repetition and how over time it can chip away at what people actually believe in the end. And so you're left with this impression that in that case, gee whiz, you know, John Kerry's not a good sort of veteran as a result of that particular ad campaign.
So if you're relying on a single point of view from pundits and other groups to shape your political stance, take a moment to reflect on how you formed your opinion of a candidate or issue.
What is the source of this sentiment? Is it really only one individual who's conjured up this sense of familiarity within? Or is it the case that it's truly multiple individuals across the entire group who have instilled this sense of familiarity within? And I think by asking that question, people, consumers, citizens can better protect themselves from the pernicious effects of repetition and the estimation of group opinion.
Stephen Garcia teaches at UM's Ross School of Business and Ford School of Public Policy.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.